What is the worst mistake you ever made? I'll go first. The worst mistake I ever made was not checking Kelly's rules lawyering.
Yeah, I deserve this.
So I'm sure in the comments of two episodes ago, somebody is on Reddit or in our Discord or something like that. We've already addressed it, but I got to go back and say, Kelly had Kezra give Benson a wand that he should not have been able to use.
I even spoke up and I said, Kelly, are you sure?
And I Kelly said, 100%, like an idiot.
That person who checked the rules on the fly or, you know, just knew it because they, you know, it's not a hard rule to know. Yeah. Bashing their head on their steering wheel.
I was like about to type it in, but he seems to have it. I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Kelly knows.
And, yeah. And then, you know what got me? I was listening to the rules lawyer on YouTube. Incredible YouTube channel. Go check him out.
Oh, yeah,
shower
definitely.
Him with likes, comments. Sign up for his Patreon.
Give him a kiss.
Only if it's consensual. He's a defense attorney, but he like does his work for free. So he's literally like the greatest guy. So go check him out. He was just casually talking about stuff that's quote unquote broken in Pathfinder. Great video. And he mentioned wands. And he's like, yeah, you know how like, people who don't have access to spell lists, they can't use wands, and you have to get a special feat, trick magic item. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, wait. And I just texted the group, and I'm like, wait, messed up.
I know where my enthusiasm and sureness came from, falsely. And this, you know, I don't believe myself on anything anymore, so this could be wrong too. I believe in the text of casting a wand. It says the wand has to be on. The spell has to be on your spell list. So, arcane, nature, occult, divine.
Mm-hmm.
The way I read it, there was no level stipulation. So if you had access to a wand higher level than what you can cast, I believe you can cast it. Now maybe in like cast a spell or some other part of the rules, it says all spells have to be of a level you can cast, but I know in the wand it just says it has to be on your spell list, but it doesn't say of a level you can cast.
Yeah.
That's where my confidence came from, but you know, maybe that's not true either.
Yeah.
I was like, wands have a special thing that makes them cool in the rules. That's what was like in my mind, and in that moment anybody, you can use them. No.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, is that I'm going to speak to the listeners now. So we have scrapped episodes before. We have scrapped episodes for many reasons. Sometimes entire episodes get corrupted. Like, we've had files come over and I'm just like, it doesn't fucking work. I don't know what's going on. We have to re-record an episode.
And no, 90% of the time, it's not my fault.
It's definitely,
thank you.
Definitely not John. Don't ever assume it's John. Definitely not him. There's also been times that we have had to scrap an episode because just like audio quality or something like that. We've had to scrap an episode before because somebody just wasn't feeling good. Mm. And like halfway through, we were just like, let's just, you know, if we're not feeling it, if we're not good, let's just scrap it. You know, I want us to be feeling good because that's when we're going to get the, you know, the best content out of us, and why, and when our listeners are going to have the most fun is when we're feeling great. And so I did consider scrapping the last two episodes.
Oh, I did, really?
Here's the reason why I didn't was because the last two episodes were fucking great.
Yes, yes, they were. Yes.
And I was like, I'm like going back and forth, and I'm like, you know, we've definitely messed up before on rules, probably otherwise. In that episode, you know, we've messed up rules on like forgetting actions, forgetting resistances, and stuff like that. And those are pretty not too much of a difference on the outcome of a combat. But there are some that are like really, really different outcomes of a combat. And so like when we were like thinking about it, I think Kel, you said it would have added like two more turns or something like that to it.
I could have still flown down and picked his ass up and flown back. But yeah, that would have been like at least two extra rounds of just movement.
Yeah.
Which is what the people come to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was super cool. It will not happen again, of course, but I'm not going to get rid of two really great episodes, even if that was like a really big blunder on everybody. I should know the rules better, too.
We're going to have to address those Longstrider wands now, too.
Yeah.
They broke.
That'd be taking gold away from us. You can't do that.
You think Jake gives a shit?
All that Jake's saying, like, you get the amount of gold that you spent back in silver. You're welcome.
It's really heavy. It's really heavy. No, so
pennies.
I will be doing some balance changes and stuff like that. I don't think it's going to be too dramatic. Mostly, I'm going to kill Elkwood. I mean, I don't really know how else to do it.
I was staying silent for that reason.
At worst.
Mark's hiding behind his microphone.
At worst, even though we broke it, you still took two players out of the combat for 2.5 full rounds.
Yeah.
But yes, we deserve punishment because that should have killed us all.
Yeah, so that being said, there will be some balance change to this combat specifically. You know, I got some ways to mix things up and stuff like that. You're also not out of it. I mean,
we're still in it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I have zero remorse because once again, Jake threw me off of an 8-story tower.
Yes.
John's like, cheat more. Get the rules wrong.
And see, like anything that Jake's like, oh, just rebalance. And I'm like, you know, it's been, you know, I have an animal companion that I can't really use because I'm constantly inside.
Yeah.
Because he just can't fit.
I'm going to bring Vamir in and then kill him. Is that what you want?
I mean, he'll be very close to that wizard, so.
Well, I don't want to dunk on Kelly this entire episode, so let's do something fun. Kelly, you recently went to Hogwarts, so how was that?
It was great, except I just set up a wedding the whole time.
You said a wedding at Hogwarts? That's fun.
Yep. I went to the UK, and we went to Cheltenham, which is like 2 hours west of London.
I don't know, with my map of the world, when it goes over the UK, it just says Harry Potter. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, yeah, that was my understanding.
Did you meet the Beatles?
Surely you know one more thing about the UK.
Did you meet the Queen?
John's family is Eastern European, so no.
Yep. Did you see Big Ben?
No, we didn't spend any time in London. We were setting up a wedding the whole time, but we were like really busy. We had a lot of fun. It's just that one of the days was entirely setting up the wedding. The other day was a wedding, and then the two days prior, we did see a bunch of things. We went to Gloucester. We saw the Gloucester Cathedral, which is where they filmed the scenes of like in Hogwarts where the kids like walk down those like beautiful cloistered corridors.
Oh, nice.
It was that church. Sick. So that, I think those appeared in like three of the movies. So we went there, and that town was really cool, but we were there to pick up a bunch of dog food for our friends who were getting married. They were going on a 2-week honeymoon, and their dog needed food at the kennel. So that we were like doing sightseeing around running errands and picking up dog food.
There's nothing better than being stressed on vacation.
Yeah. we weren't stressed. We were just worked to death.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Rebecca and her friend Julia, who were in her wedding party, they were a little stressed because Nikki can be stressful. But it was also a beautiful day, and the wedding was super cool. And there was like some of the best Indian food I've ever had, which is amazing.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Oh my gosh. They had Indian catered for their wedding. I was so happy not to
get it.
That's a boss move.
Oh, yeah, really? Was it like an Indian wedding, too, where those things are
no.
matte?
Oh, okay, no. It was like fantasy, folky theme, basically. Hell yeah. It was in an old barn at this awesome old English estate. It was a tithe barn, actually. It was like a 1300s tithe barn, where like the tithe that the congregation would give to the church wasn't like coin. It was like produce.
Just like crop and stuff like that.
Crop. And this they like have to store it somewhere in the barn.
That's... Is there a sign above the barn that says no salt allowed or seasoning or flavor of any kind?
No, but there were two. There were windows. There were like these long, skinny windows on either side to let the owls in at night for pest control.
I love that so much.
I know, I love that. Awesome. She actually had two owls at her wedding. They surprised everybody by having one of the owls deliver the ring, which was really cool.
Oh my god. That is actually a pro move.
Yeah, and then afterwards the owls hung around and we got to hold them.
What? That's badass.
They were cool as fuck.
If there's ever another wedding, I want to go to one.
We didn't tell Brock that yet, and we've been back for several days, and he's standing right next to me, and he just found out that there were owls at the wedding, and he's like freaking out.
What the hell, Dad?
Yeah, did one of them drop an acceptance letter to you, Kelly?
Oh man, I wish. No, but they did hand the like wedding program was Lady Whistledown, which was pretty cool.
Whistledown paper. Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. International flying sucks, though.
Yeah, it's just hard.
I'm never going to experience it because I'm not leaving America.
I mean, what was it? Probably like 7-8 hour flight?
It was like 7 there and like 8.5 back.
Yep.
But we also flew to Charlotte.
Okay, so yeah, slightly up.
They didn't just Fortnite drop you out of the plane?
I wish. We did. I like watched the I watched on the map fly like directly over BWI. I was like, could have just left us, like dropped us there.
Dude, it'd be a right 5 minute stop. 5 minute stop. Just let's get off.
It's all right. We got to Charlotte, and then our flight was delayed like 6 hours, and we didn't leave until one in the morning. So we like literally were traveling for like 25 straight hours.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Gosh. Goodness.
Well, between like bus and all that shit. Yeah.
Well, let's travel to the world of Galarian.
Woo! Yes.
This flight is immediate. You're welcome.
Your transitions are getting lazy, Jake.
I give that one a 7 out of 10.
It was moderate.
I'm not here to impress you. So we ended with this wizard and his turn.
Oh shit! Yeah.
So yeah, because I didn't know what to do. Luckily, he's got some fun stuff going on here. So what this wizard is going to do is he is going to, he saw Benson push this, evangelist, into the room directly next to him. So he's now within 5 feet of Benson, which is a scary place to be. So he is going to, use one action, to walk to the other side of the room. And then,
coward.
And then he's going to use another action to look at you, Benson, and say, "The fear of death has not scared you enough yet. Oh, hail me." And as he rises up into the air, I need you to make a will save.
All hail me. Nice ego, bro.
That's his whole personality.
Dude's literally like gold skinned. He must be beautiful.
Well, I think I was just fine. I think I will be just fine.
I am the golden god.
35.
That is a success. Nice. Which means that you do not. You know, let me see if Phantasmal Killer has a.
I think it's half.
Fuck.
Well, I was going to say, let's see if Phantasmal Killer has a remastered version.
Oh.
Because I want to make sure I do this right.
If you succeed, it kills your opponent. Oh, that doesn't make sense.
It's called Visions of Death now. Vision of Death.
Mm,
that's kind
of cool. Oh, yeah, it is half damage. So, yeah, the will save. Target takes half damage and is frightened one. So you're still frightened one. But let me roll, what is that? Oh, 8d6 mental damage. Interesting. That's the maximum I can do. Oh, man. So half is going to be 12 points of mental damage, and you are still frightened one.
Okay. Just fine. I'll take that shit all day.
And I think, I don't know if, I'll say this. Kezra, you can kind of see into the room. You can see that he actually takes another action to sustain his summon.
Huh.
Okay.
Yep. So that's all that is. Next it comes to the Evangelist's turn. So the Evangelist, this is the one that is clumsy. Yeah, what are they? Clumsy and something else? Clumsy and encumbered. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to... He's got to do some stuff here. All right. He is going to go up here and get in the doorway.
Ooh.
In order to try to body block Kezra.
This guy's a smat.
And then he's going to use his last two actions to attack Benson. Remember, this is the one who's clumsy. He's stumbling around. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Last one action, because this is the one that was summoned. So he's only got two actions for this, for his turn, and a 29, which is going to be a miss.
Get that weak shit out of here.
Yeah. The other evangelist, this is the one running upstairs. He makes it to another floor. remember, he's still coming. This fight isn't over for him.
I keep forgetting about him, but yeah.
The best part is that he's regenerating the entire way he's coming up. So
I hate that. Yeah.
And then the other evangelist, so this is the one that's directly south of Benson. He's going to do his focus gaze on Benson. So Benson, I need you to make another will save.
This fight is just nothing but fucking will saves.
I really like it.
I mean, my will's pretty fucking good, so... Okay, 26.
26, that is a success, so you're fine.
Yeah.
In which case, he will do his two chain strikes on you. First one is going to be 29. Second one, nope. Another 29. How did I get three 29s in a row?
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Do you know that scene in the original DBZ movie where they're all trying to hit Broly and they just can't?
Oh, yeah.
It's happening right now.
Just can't do it. All right, so all the evangelists get their regeneration, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Furthermore, it comes...
I thought I prayed in another one. Did I not enact that yet? I know I prayed at one and disabled their and then killed it.
Did I not pray
another?
I don't know if you did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was just on your last turn. It's just that these turns are a million years long.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So top of round 9, Kezra Devrajan.
How's Benson looking? Is he okay?
I mean, if you're talking, I'm like, I got 87 hit points left, dude. I'm not in danger yet, and I still have a lay on hands.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Oh my gosh, really, Kelly?
I'm just trying to decide.
Do it. Do it. You won't.
All right.
No balls.
Oh, man. This is so stupid.
If you could find a way to not hit Grimshaw, that would be ideal.
Grimshaw's fine.
Okay.
So, Kezra... Kezra chants some magic. Lifts up into the air. Flies over the dude. Land right next to Benson. In between all three of these... Actually, every enemy will be hit. And Grimshaw will be out of it.
Wow.
With a heightened to fifth level... Blazing Dive.
Alrighty.
I love this so much.
Okay.
So everybody, including Benson, must roll a reflex save.
Okay.
Grimshaw is safe as a bunch of rubble and fire just comes up and he bounces off your shield and armor.
Okay. Benson, go ahead and do yours first, because I have a lot of creatures too.
Funny enough, with my armor bonus, it's 30.
Yeah, because you have the bonus against AoE.
Yeah.
So you succeed.
Nice.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay.
So you'll take half damage.
All right.
Some of that's fire, right? So doesn't Benson also have fire?
There's fire and there's bludgeoning. So I know you have resistance bludgeoning.
Oh, yeah. Stone skin. Okay. So while you're doing that, let me go ahead and do mine. So the
you can save time and say they all just failed.
I'm not. The wizard gets a 35.
That's a regular success.
Okay. The evangelist that is just to the north of you, he's the one that's clumsy, so of course his reflex save is crap. he gets a 31, however. so success. Evangelist to the south of Benson gets a 28.
I think it's exactly a success.
Exactly a success.
Yep, exactly a success.
Damn. And then the Scarlet Triad Thug. So this is the guy that I don't know if it's going to matter if he succeeds, but we'll see. 31. I rolled really good this
so
time.
So weird.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. So.
All right. So what's so they all take half damage. So what was half damage again?
Okay. So it's 21 fire. So half of that would be 10.
Okay.
And then 14 bludgeoning, so 7.
So 17 total damage. Okay.
The Benson, you're the 14 of that's bludgeoning, so you can take whatever your resistance is off of that 7.
Okay.
Plus you have stone skin, too, so that takes away
Okay. The
I still have an action.
Oh. Oh, well, I was going to say that the Scarlet Triad Thug, Scarlet Triad Thug died.
Yes.
So even he succeed, even though he succeeded, a ash and dust clear, and you can see his body just clap, laying there.
Kezra will put up a shield.
Okay.
Mm. Good move.
All right, Sir Benson, your turn.
All right, Benson sees this prick on the other side of the room.
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna crease those fucking J's. actually, he's he's going to move here instead. Yes.
All right. Nice. So, oh, you're in the corner. Okay.
All Fight right. Me now, bitch. first swing. Ooh, that's probably gonna miss. Unfortunately. Yeah, it was only a 20.
Yep. That is a fail.
And second swing, that's a natural 17, so this will probably hit. Tim, 17 plus 14.
31.
31, that is a hit.
Yay! Take this, eat steel, motherfucker. 15 points of damage.
Okay, 15. Alrighty. After your turn, it comes to Elkwood.
I just noticed I'm just staring out the window here. My character icon is just staring away. She's like, yeah, it's pretty high up.
Wow, Benson fell from that? Damn.
Damn. All right. Good for him. All right, so first thing he's going to do, so the dead...
Good for him?
Good for him. Yeah, he made it. So he's going to... see the wizard's out, the one thug's dead. He sees that guy, the evangelist there.
Yes.
Yeah, he sees him, but he is instead going to run out because he's kind of tired of being cooped up in this tiny little corridor. to put 25 feet of movement, sees the wizard.
Okay.
Steps right there.
All right.
Hunts prey on the wizard.
Yes.
And quick draws and slashes out with his Elvish Kerblade. God, I don't know.
Question: the dwarf that just died, he would do. He would be difficult terrain for that for walking there. Would that affect your action economy at all?
It'll be 20 feet on him.
Okay, so then another 5 would be... Okay, all right.
Yeah, so so it should be fine.
Okay.
Oh, no, do I want to use the curve blade, or do I want the bonk stick?
did you drop the bam-bam, or did you do a quick draw, because you can put it away, right?
That... I have to actually look into that, just because it doesn't...
They have a new rule where you can switch as one action, but if you just quick draw... Then that one action is for the draw and attack, so you can't like combine, like switching and quick drawing.
Okay, so quick drawing the curve blade then.
Okay,
you know, blood, blood. These things bleed, I believe.
Yeah, wizards bleed. In fact, they bleed.
Wizards bleed.
They bleed pretty
undead.
Well, even.
Unless he's like a construct who things. Let's see. Here we go. Let's go roll.
You hit him upside the face, and when he turns around, you see a Terminator eye in his in his eye socket.
Oh crap! These
guys were fucked.
I'm just thinking, where's that place called? The Arkenstar or whatever.
Oh, Alkenstar.
Yeah. It's like where that spaceship landed in the mana waste or something. So that's a 14 on die. It's plus 20, so that's a 34 to hit.
That's a hit.
Beautiful. And we're going to do some damage. Only
I'm 15. Sure this wizard probably only has 500 health.
I know, right? 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And he is now bleeding.
Ah, yes. Nice. The bleed.
With his wounding. So I deal an extra 1d6 persistent bleed damage. So did the initial wounding, I keep forgetting, is that hit now or later?
On his turn, I think.
Yeah, on his turn. Which is in...
Well, it says when you hit a creature with a wounding weapon, you deal an extra 1d6 persistent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you'd roll the 1d6 on his turn.
Yep, on his turn.
On his turn, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, just turns corner, sees him, and just slashes. He's just...
Whoa. Okay. I need Grimshaw to go. It is your turn.
Box of head.
Literally is... I'm going to... attempted... okay, sorry. I had Clyde's wall.
Just jump 10, him.
15, 20. So I'm going to go here.
Go for his wallet.
just as a note, I'm pretty sure I have my cloak activated. I activated it during... when I was invisible.
Right.
So even though I technically don't have the Tailwind spell active anymore, I still have enough movement to get here, even with the difficult terrain, because
okay.
I'm
all
crossing
right.
over the dead body.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we are effectively boxing this guy in.
Yep.
And I think... it's like... I feel like I want to keep chipping away at these other guys, but I really wanted to hit the real one and not the summon, so I think... I'm gonna faint on the wizard, so I'm gonna try attempt a deception check against his perception DC.
Okay. I like how you say it. I'm going to faint on the wizard, like you're gonna be like.
23, probably not good.
That's it. I sure to hit.
Nope. No. That's my faint.
Oh, your faint.
So it's
okay.
Your perception DC.
That is a definitely fail.
Okay, that's what I thought. And then I'm just going to strike with my last action. Let's go, Morningstar.
I swear to God, Tim.
What?
It's a nat one.
God damn it.
Was there any other conclusion?
Okay, this makes sense, because remember, he said Malus should have killed you when he had the chance. So Grimshaw's been dealing with that. Also, how much health do you have? Like, it makes sense that he's, like, struggling here.
Yeah. I'm not doing great.
Yeah, so you leave yourself wide open. You are flat-footed till the end of your next turn.
That could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, losing 2 on my AC like that, that's the difference between being hit and not being hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's how numbers
work. It's not great.
Okay. All right. So it comes to the wizard's turn. The wizard is going to
stay right there.
No, he is surrounded by 2 champions and a murderous elf ranger. So he is going to see what does he want to do.
He can try running past.
No. He is going to disappear.
Great.
I still have See the Unseen on.
Yep, that's what I thought.
If that helped, I would have told you.
He dimension doored out.
Bastard. Wow. Lame.
Lame. Jake, that's lame.
I was afraid this boss fight was going to end this episode, man. Thank goodness.
These goddamn wizards, I swear.
It's like I knew
goddamn
he would
wizards.
Just run. Like, I knew it in my heart that he would just run.
I mean, he is a wizard surrounded by knights and a fucking killer.
Yeah, like, so, yeah.
I mean...
not gonna let himself die.
You guys scared him off. You threw too many stones at him.
Yeah, I should have gone for one.
You're right. We should have just let him do his own thing.
He said, you know what, buddy? You get a spell off right now. We'll let you.
Yeah. Or could have tried grappling him.
I should have tried to grapple him.
I should have tried to grapple him. Like, any of us, like...
All right. So, from there, he is... oh, he still had a... He still had one of the mage... Or a mirror image up. Who...
Wait, and I'm... No, I critically failed. Never mind.
No. Oh, yeah.
No.
Because if you miss, right, then you still destroy an image. Yeah. Wait, did Benson miss? Missed.
Benson... Oh,
so
okay.
He would have destroyed an image, destroyed, okay. And then they would have been all gone.
Okay,
so.
Then, never mind.
Yay!
We solved our own problem. Okay. I fucking forgot again. Please, everybody, make me 2 will saves against the evangelists.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
I choose not.
All right.
Did you miss the evangelist turn?
No.
Great roll.
Okay.
I'm fine.
29, 26.
You're fine.
22,
26. Okay. As long as you get it over a 21. I'm telling you it's the DC, so you do that. Okay.
I got a 19.
Oh.
And an 18.
Oh my god.
Well, luckily.
And a 2.
Yeah, it'll do it. So the unnerving gaze. You become frightened 2 with a fail. Gross. So, luckily, it doesn't increase. So, it just frightened 2 from the first one, and that's all.
Oh wait,
what?
Counter to my nat 1.
Uh-huh.
It didn't happen. I was stunned.
Oh,
actually, I was stunned too. I guess from another nat 1.
That's right.
So I would have just moved. You that's just all moved. I could have done.
Okay,
great.
Well. That's all I did. I mean, honestly, nothing really happened anyway. So that's
That's why we can't take breaks in between recordings.
I know. there is this tool I want you to use called Foundry VTT. You can put those things on your token.
No. I mean, I had it on my sheet.
No.
And I did review it. I just overlooked it.
especially both. All right, evangelist, clumsy evangelist. He is. He sees Grimshaw, who is not doing great, and he is going to strike out twice at you with his chain. Oh, he would have got an AO attack of opportunity on you. I'll let it pass. I'll be nice.
I was flying 15 feet in the air when I landed.
You're also invisible to him, so.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, just thinking about that.
Yeah.
so it's just an explosion. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that is going to be a 30 to hit you?
Yeah. No. Does not hit.
Does not hit. Okay.
Because I was stunned from another that one, probably.
It saved you. and then a 26, so that is... That is a fail as well.
Yeah.
Other evangelist makes it up to the fourth floor.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
All right, he has 4 more left.
how many rounds until that snake, the serpent?
It lasts for a minute, 4. So we got until round 11. No, round 13, I think.
What round are we on?
Round 9.
9.
Oh, man, our invisibility is about to wear off.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
wow.
All right, evangelist keeps running upstairs. You can almost start to hear chains stomping upstairs.
Chink, 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 chink.
Just hear chains and then deep breaths going,
oh my god, so many stairs.
So many fucking, oh, he's god, he summoned me at the top, holy shit.
God, I hate Mondays.
Can you imagine the chafing he's got going on?
Oh,
he likes it.
That's true.
Good for him.
other evangelist. So this is the one. This is the one that has all 3 of his actions. So he's going to strike out at Grimshaw 3 times.
Oh man.
28.
Miss.
Natural 20.
Of course. I was just waiting for it.
Oof.
If anyone's going to be laying a nat 20, it's going to be Jake on me.
Yep.
Is this slashing or piercing?
This is bludgeoning? The chain is piercing.
Pinned arm. as the bow critical specialization effect, and the target can't use one of its arms until freed.
Ooh,
if using, so I have to, if using a melee weapon, you must drop it to gain this effect.
Interesting.
Okay.
So I guess either, I guess maybe my mace, my Morningstar arm, I drop the weapon, it gets pinned.
Okay.
Yep.
Man, that's pretty brutal. That's like two actions.
Yep. Yep. Action to unpin yourself, action to pick your thing up.
Also, and unpinning is easy.
Also, but. We'll see if this matters after the damage, but you were also grabbed by the chain.
Gracious.
Ooh. It is something called impaling chain.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
When the evangelist critically strikes with a chain strike, the target is impaled and anchored in place, becoming grabbed by the chain. You also suffer from...
Is it double damage, Kyle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You are unable to recover from persistent bleed, too. So.
Wait, do I get persistent bleed from this?
So...
yeah.
Wow. Grimshaw's getting good now.
38 points of damage.
You're lying.
I'm not. It's 38 points of
damage. There's no freaking way. It is 38 points of damage exactly.
Is it really?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was like, he just... This is no... Dying too? Dying too?
Dying too.
My gosh. One more damage. One less damage.
And it would have been fine. You wouldn't have gone down by a crit.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
And I'm. Does this thing cause bleed damage, by the way?
It does, yeah. So it's 1d6 bleed.
Yeah, so I can't. I'm grabbed. I can't recover from bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dying too.
Hmm. Fun.
All right.
Oh, speaking of bleed, Jake, your wizard. Needs to.
Yes. So roll me damage, and I failed. So he continues to bleed.
Woohoo!
5 points of bleed.
What if he just like dies? God knows where else.
He never makes his check. And just bleeds out in the streets.
For all you know, there's some wizard in town somewhere that just went.
Wait, Mountain's Resilience! Mountain's Resilience! Mountain's Resilience!
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
He's up.
That's only 33 points
there
a day.
There you go.
Yay! Right,
so we'll see what happens with Blee, because that might take you down.
That might take me down, yeah.
Right,
yay!
I don't know, I just kind of also like the idea of like the wizard bleeding, and then you're like, I don't know where he is, and then you just hear, oh!
Ah, oh, found him!
Ah!
The level up animation appears above all of our heads.
All right. Kezzard Averjon, it's your turn.
My turn, eh? Shit, I didn't even think about what I want to do.
just fireball us all,
he doesn't usually go first in the round, so...
Cast nuke?
Kezzard is just going to take advantage of the fact that he's invisible, and he'll get some flat-footed.
It is round 10. I don't know... when
at it'll be after
turn.
My turn
at the, would, okay yeah.
so
yeah.
Kezra knows this is pretty much done, so he's just going to he's gonna take a swing at the southern dude, blue dude.
The evangelist, southeast,
the one with the southern accent,
the southern gentleman.
Now I'll do the player.
24 against this flat-footed.
Terrible roll. That is a hit, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got me right, the 11 herbs and spices.
The defense on these guys is a regeneration. They're easy to hit, so.
Hmm.
All right, so that'll be some damage. Another sack. There it is. Oh my god, awful. So, only 12 damage. I rolled really, really poorly.
Alright.
I'll swing again.
Okay.
Actually, do I have a spell that might be useful here? No, I'll cast Electric Arc on the two of them. So they have to roll reflex saves.
But this one's clumsy.
Yep. But my DC is down because I'm frightened.
Oh, right. 21.
Fail.
Okay. and then the not clumsy one, the cool one. Clumsy and cool. Let's go with that. He gets a 22.
Man, you really did just roll nails on my blazing time, didn't you?
Seriously. Yeah.
You killed it with all of them. They both take 14 damage.
Right.
Lightning appears out of nowhere. And then a dragon-y looking orc appears out of thin air.
They all go, ha ha! Found him! Okay. Sir Benson Black.
All right, it's time for these things to realize that I'm not locked in here with them. Okay, first thing I'm going to do is lay on hands Grimshaw.
Woohoo!
Vince is like, fine.
Kezra, make me the will saves before at the end of your turn.
Oh, yep.
Love the plus two status bonus to AC as well.
Got you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, much better that time. 32.
32. Critical success. Not that it matters. And then it was two of them. You pass both.
Probably not.
Well, to be a 21.
23.
Yeah, success. You're fine.
Good, good.
So you go down to frightened one at the end of your turn, then. You don't continue to stay at frightened two. Benson, you heal Grimshaw and take a step up and do what?
I swing for the fences.
At my clumsy one?
At the clumsy one.
You guys are picking on him.
Yep. 31.
Yep, that's a hit.
Damage. 11 points of damage.
All right.
That's my whole fucking turn. I'll see you in 30 minutes.
Okay. After that, make me the will saves. Two of them.
Oh, yes.
Just gotta beat that DC 21.
Five on the die.
You're fine on that one.
And I don't want a fucking natural 20 on that. Fuck off.
Yeah. You don't care how many people you've killed, their corpses don't scare you. Elkwood, your turn.
Alright, so he has an idea of... He wants to know... The wizard got out of here.
Correct.
These guys are... But the summon is still here.
Yes. So
he wants to get past this guy, so I would have to roll an acrobatics check.
Yeah.
Like, with movement. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can, yeah, part of your movement. You can roll the acrobatics.
Oh, yeah. He is... I mean, he is quite acrobatic, so... plus 21.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, he is going to kind of, like, almost Prince of Persia over here.
Oh, yeah, run along the wall.
That is a 32 acrobatics.
Yep, that is a success. So you make it over.
Boop. With... Okay, it'll be two move actions to get up to this door. And okay. He wants to this door.
The left. So the door on the left. So this was his office. So, yes. So yeah, you go ahead and open it.
Can I? Oh, yep. There he is.
There he is.
You!
And he just points because that's all I got.
Just Spider-Man points at him.
Yeah.
Found it!
You can't. By actions, you cannot point him out to people.
Free action. There's something in here.
Pointing out is for hidden creatures.
I was being funny. I was using topical humor.
Jake's are all, you 100%
Jake's
sure?
Jake's all sensitive about the rules now.
Jake's gonna be super
Listen,
critical.
I read the entire rule book before the session. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Okay, Grimshaw. A brush with death. Like, in an alternate universe, Grimshaw died, but... he did not because Kezra had the foresight to cast Mountain's Resilience on him. So with his new lease on life, I think I'm just going to strike the one right next to me because I don't want to incur any tax opportunity. I can't afford that business. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to strike the one right in front of me. But before I do that, I'm going to deceive it with a feint.
Wait, didn't you have to pick up something, or because you're pinned or something?
Oh, I'm impaled right now.
Oh, yeah, you are yes. stuck in place, and you dropped your weapon.
Oh, right. Okay, so... Okay, rules, walk boy. Me... Okay, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on with this, that. So yeah, let's go through... let's go through the impaling chain.
Okay.
The impaling chain says the creature is unable to recover from the persistent bleed until it gets freed, but you were technically grabbed by this thing right now. So you just need to escape somehow.
Okay. So I need, but then I also drop my weapon, and I also dropped my weapon.
Wait, didn't that crit not happen because you didn't have to?
No, the crit on me happened.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I dropped my weapon and my arm is pinned as well.
Okay.
So I have one. It's like, what do I do first? I would like to say that I break out of the arrow effect first.
The impaling chain.
It's like a DC 10 athletics, so it's like, you know, I automatically succeed unless I critically fail.
No way. This is a gimme for you.
Two on the die, barely made it.
Wow.
Barely made it.
I was about to say, Tim's long here.
I know.
And then I'm going to try to break the... I'm going to try to break the grapple. It sucks because, you know, liberators are good at freeing others. But not themselves.
Yep.
Not as much.
Ironic.
Very ironic. So
he could free others, but not himself.
He could not free himself.
I free everybody else, but why does nobody free me?
So I gotta roll athletics, try to break out of this. Basically rip the chain out of my gut.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Hey, that's a 33 to rip the chain out.
I would say this succeeds.
Sick. Okay, so I have bleed damage still, but I can recover from it.
Now you can recover from it. Yeah.
Okay. And then my last action, I'm going to pick up my Morningstar and then roll that D6 of bleed.
Is that a manipulate?
Oh my gosh! Let's see. Pick up.
It's a manipulate.
You're manipulating an item.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
Attack opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's go, clumsy.
Oh, man, against both of them.
Both of them get an attack opportunity against me. Disgusting.
Clumsy got a 25, so nothing miss. From him. Okay. The cool one got a 22. You're fine.
Oh my gosh.
I was half expecting natural 20.
Natural 20.
Right, and then chained again. Yeah. All right, so how much bleed? You D6, right?
It's a D6. Let me double check that. Yeah, it's D6, so...
Are you sure my lay on hands wouldn't have canceled that?
Yes.
Four.
Four, wow. I was guessing. I like put a thing on, like, probably four damage. And it was.
Probably four.
My recovery didn't make it, so I was still bleeding. Wow.
All right.
A whole lot of nothing for my turn.
I was a recovery phase for you, so.
Yeah.
All right. The wizard, who is now in full view of Elkwood, he goes, "Ah, confound it, all of you!" And he is going to summon another fiend.
Oh my god!
But now we know he would actually reduce his action economy because he has to sustain both now.
Yes.
So
he can't sustain two spells. There's a special feat for that.
Oh.
Unless he has the beat.
Especially because summoning is usually a three-action spell.
He has a very specific ability, and I'll explain.
I figured.
Called being a dick.
Oh, wow, how do you know that? That's weird.
Elkwood right could be called Kelly Never Mess Up a Wanderer again.
Elkwood, okay, I know what you need. I know the exact move you need to do up here. You need to run up and go, "Dude, you're not you when you're hungry."
He goes, "You're so right," and he opens up a drawer and pulls out a Snickers. The fiend that is in front of you looks like this.
Is that a bearded devil?
Nice.
I mean, metagaming wise, but yeah,
that's one of the names.
We fought bearded devils before.
Yeah.
Is that an
open hood?
Did we?
I'm pretty sure we did.
No, not in here.
That thing looks nasty.
I used to love.
We played dinner at Lion Lodge, John, in which there was a bearded devil in that.
But
that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Because I love the design of the beard. It's just so traditional.
Yeah, the snake beard. So that is that. Let me add this guy to the initiative tracker.
Elwood can probably take him. And the wizard.
What's his name?
Okay. I need Elwood and Grimshaw to make the will saves against the
right.
The devil gets his attacks off.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Made it.
Okay.
Shoot, hold on. Make it happen. And made it. Natural 20. So yeah, made it right. One. And all right.
So the devil with a beard. I'm not going to say its name. It is going to
Beardy.
He's going to strike out twice. So he is going to use. All right, he's going to strike out with his glaive first. Okay. So the glaive, 20 to hit. And then he's going to strike it with his beard.
Ew.
His beard hits you.
Quick, get a manscaping thing. I don't know. Dollar Shave Club, go!
I've been reaching out to the, them so hard.
I cast great deals.
That is going to be 28.
Of course, that hits.
Okay. So here's the thing.
I'm invisible.
Do 12 points of piercing.
Yep.
And make me a fortitude save.
I don't want to. He steals my beard hair. No.
Give me that.
26.
26. That is a success.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I was like, that is those low.
I don't like it.
He only gets one of your testicles.
Oh, no. Get that back. Not lefty.
Right. That is their turn. It comes to Clumsy. Clumsy, still here, barely holding on. He's going to... Oh, wait, he regenerates a little bit. He regenerates a little bit. Seeing Kezzer here now. Oh, man. But Grimshaw's still up. All right, he'll do this. He's only got two actions. Because he's an idiot. Because he's a summoner.
Because he's an idiot.
Because he's an idiot. He's a clumsy idiot. He's going to strike out once. He's going to strike out once at Grimshaw.
Okay.
He's going to try to put Grimshaw down with a miss. And then he's going to strike out at Kezra. Get this one! Master 20.
God. Oh my gosh.
You know what? Clumsy is so bad.
I'm coming around.
I'm warming up to Clumsy.
He was brought to the end of this world for one reason. To fuck us up.
To dance.
Oh. Alright, Benson, so are we doubling up our reactions to like seriously reduce this damage or what? Yeah.
Okay. Not bad. Ugly wound. The target takes a -2 circumstance penalty to checks with all charisma-based skills except intimidation. Okay.
Okay.
Alright. So it goes directly to your cheek.
Yeah, locked out on that one. Ugh, slice up in my cheek.
As you go to sip your Americano, it slides out the hole.
You're grabbed too, remember. So this thing is impaled into your cheek, and you're grabbed by your face.
Did you say grabbed?
I did.
Liberating step!
Man, Tim, I can hear your erection.
John!
And Perpetual Strike.
So I get to immediately attempt to break out, right?
Correct.
Alright, so let's do the damage first. 28 points of piercing damage.
4 points of piercing damage.
So fucking gross.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Wait a dang ding dog second.
What?
Use that
you
word.
Made the wrong move.
Okay.
Because you have activated the Divine Smite of Milani. So now you're going to take persistent charisma damage because you dared to to restrain, grab, or immobilize or paralyze an ally of Milani's.
Oh, nice.
So,
man, that's really cool. You're making up rules now. What is this?
It's called Divine Smite. I got it at level 9.
Oh, okay. Is that good damage then?
Take us straight.
It's spear damage. So, yes, it is good damage. It would deactivate their business.
Ah.
Yep. Okay. No, it is persistent.
No business. Okay.
We have a lot going on. Okay, so Kelly, you took 4 damage. You're re-rolling, right?
I'm trying to escape now. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Then I will use that. All right. Okay. 27 to break the grapple.
Let's see. It's against his 42 DC, I believe.
Yes.
Sure. That is a success. No matter what, no matter what it is. Okay.
It takes 4 points of good damage, and then John, you get a strike on it.
Yeah, just 34 hit.
34 is a crit.
Oh my god! Could just kill this thing.
Don't. I mean, I'm kind of sad because this is the summon.
Yeah, but if you could just get rid of it.
You can't step kill because you escaped the grab. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
32 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
He had 8, so please describe your kill.
I feel like this thing goes to fling its chain out at Kezra, and Benson literally, his sword connects with like the chain in flight, and he just follows the chain down right through the guy's torso.
All right.
I can hear the sound of metal hitting metal.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't even.
Benson does that anime weeb shit where he puts sword back in his sheath.
That evangelist is dead and disappears actually because he was summoned. So no body there. So I will just I'll move it out of the way so you guys don't forget.
Just toss his body in a closet for us, would you?
Yeah, I'll do that here. I'll put it in here with the prisoners. All right, so evangelist cardio. He is 3 rounds away.
Jeez.
What is cardio?
Oh, by the way, yes, Jake.
That's his name, cardio. What?
Bleed damage.
Go ahead and roll that.
1.
1. Mm. And I succeeded.
Ah, darn it.
Okay.
Are you sure you didn't only have 1 health left?
Let me check. No.
Fuck!
That'd be funny.
Speaking of bleed damage, I had bleed damage that I forgot to take. 1d6, Jake.
Little d6. I have a d6. Have 1.
Yay.
Alright. 1's everywhere.
I still have it.
Alright.
Tim, you're the worst at rolling out of bleeds.
It's
awful.
Just the worst
it's
at rolling.
This fight has been particularly bad for Grimshaw. I feel
it has.
This whole tower has been bad for Grimshaw.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
Basically, been 3 episodes of Grimshaw just getting kicked in the dick for.
and this is his city too.
I know. That's the thing. He's under a lot of stress. He's under a lot of pressure. Mm. All right. So that was their. That was his turn that he died on. the other evangelist. So this is the last one. Not the last one. There's the last one in the room currently.
Yeah.
He's going to use 1 action to move here. Yeah.
No.
He's going to move 1 action to stand in the doorway.
Gross.
And then he's going to use his other 2 actions.
Don't you do it.
Let me give him some help back. And then he's going to strike out twice at Elkwood.
Don't be a dick.
I am.
Oh, you bastard.
And you like it.
A little bit.
I feel like this tower has revealed a lot about our characters.
About everybody.
Elkwood's down with his Ankh-Thon.
He's kind of a cool guy.
Coming around.
I'd have a beer with him.
Unfortunately, a miss on both of his attacks.
Okay,
so.
I was like, I was expecting you. Natural 20.
No, unfortunately not. Okay, that was make sure nothing else is going on here.
That's a big deal. I only took 4 damage when he crit me.
Yeah, you did that all by yourself, fucking asshole.
Surrounded by champions.
I'm just too tough for these guys.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Alright, see, Kezra is going to... Yeah, that's not gonna work. I don't wanna waste any big spells on this guy, but I gotta get through him.
Yeah.
Lightning bolt. fuck you,
Elkwood.
And there's a hallway with two targets. One of them is the evangelist, the other is Elkwood.
It's fine. My reflex is amazing.
It's really good.
Elkwood would probably crit on it anyways.
I would. Yeah. Most likely.
Yeah.
Alright.
You see a square of cardboard underneath Elkwood's feet.
I'm actually Spider-Manning right now because I took that potion, so I'm hanging on the wall.
Right.
Alright, I guess I'll just cast it. Yeah, I'll just cast Ignition on this guy. I'm just going to light him on fire.
Isn't he immune to fire?
Was he immune to fire?
No.
Yeah.
He was immune to the evangelist?
No, I don't think he was.
Was he not?
He was immune to cold. He was immune to cold, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so...
So he's not immune to burns. Call him fat.
Hey, you're ugly.
Alright, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good attack.
He's like, I know you're in the middle of a life and death fight here, but that hurt, man.
35 to hit.
Oh my god.
That is a crit.
Yes!
Nice! Alright, so he's going to take some fire damage.
That was a manipulate action to do that spell.
Yep.
Attack of opportunity. Let's see if he crits you and stops you. He did not. Go ahead.
Alright. It's going to be some damage. Alright. 26 damage.
Ow.
Fire. Burst into flames and... he will take 5d4 persistent fire damage.
5d4?
5d4?
I said 5d4 persistent fire.
God damn.
Oh, so, man, what?
On his turn, he's gonna burn.
Yeah. That's one way to get around regeneration, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, gets up, immediately passes out.
Just...
last action, I will... I can really give you guys. I'll cast shield.
Whatever. All right. You'll also make a will save.
Yeah, as my frightened goes away.
Oh, I guess I have to make a will save too.
Yeah, you will.
Nailed it. 30.
God, damn, of course, the 19 on the time.
Benson, it's your turn.
Okay. I don't know. Do I want to get in front of him, though? I feel like I can probably still hit him from here.
You can, but he'd get, like, a +1 to his AC.
Yeah, around the corner is his cover.
All right, bucket. Hope this guy's almost dead. All right, first attack. 29.
That's a hit.
Oh, nope. I don't want that. Foundry, please. Thirteen points of damage.
He goes down.
Yay!
Right. Yay!
Now you can step over him.
Step over him.
He is still burning. Yes.
He steps over him. Get over here, gold boy. I gotta crease those J's.
Oh jeez.
This is gonna be a very crowded hallway in a second.
There's a corpse, and Elkwood and Benson, and then just next to them is a devil. Devil of some kind.
Yep.
That's metal as fuck, I love it.
And is that the end of your turn there, Benson?
Uh, Yes.
Okay. Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay, so Elkwood is going to do an acrobatics check to get past this bearded devil. Or, I mean, sorry, Anonymous.
Yes, yes.
Sorry.
Yes, whatever you call him.
Beardy.
He does have attack of opportunity. What does that mean for this?
I don't know.
For what? What is he trying to do?
He's trying to tumble through. Around.
A success. He moved through it. Treat every space there. If you don't.
It just allows you to move through someone's space, so it would trigger.
Oh, it would trigger. Okay. All right, so yeah. He will attack with the glaive.
Okay.
As you go to do this. 19. Horrible.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Okay, so he tumbles through. It counts as difficult terrain going through him.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Yep, you're within 5 feet now.
Yeah, so he saves things. I believe fight is still going on. You just keep running around like this. And he holds up his blade and attacks again.
Alright.
That was one action to get there, so.
Okay.
That's a miss. That's a 24. And one more. That's more like it. That is a 34 to hit.
That's
a 19 on the die. Awesome. Sammy Elge. Ooh, 23 points of damage.
Ooh, nice.
That was
and
nasty.
He is bleeding again.
Yes.
Here's the question. Okay. Does he bleed red blood or gold?
Ooh,
red does he?
Oh,
red.
Okay.
He's a human.
That's boring.
Oh, just wait, a human. Really?
He's only human after all. Don't put the blame on him.
Okay.
He's only human after all.
I thought he was like a fiend, to be honest, but...
he probably wishes he was, but...
he's a simp for fiends. He's like, God, I want to be a fiend so bad.
It's okay, all that gold paint has a lot of lead powder in it, so all we gotta do is wait.
Oh. Writing simp for fiends down as an episode title. Grimshaw, your turn.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick rule correction, but this is not affecting this episode, okay?
Okay.
Kelly, once again, probably 100% confident, said that champions don't have critical specialization. That while that is true for most champions, my divine ally is Blade, so it says I specifically get the weapon's critical specialization effect.
Yep.
So I wasn't breaking the rules,
you
just wanted to clarify.
We're always learning. We're always learning.
Always improving. You need to know your speciality.
I knew I had it, and you're like, champions don't have it. I just trusted you.
Kelly just pulled an Uno reverse card out of his pocket.
He's showing it right now to everybody.
See, I just wanted to be Tim going like, sorry, rules correction. 20 episodes ago, this should happen.
I get 5 HP.
I scrap all of them. Your rules corrections aside, what are you doing?
I am going to pray to Milani to stop this evangelist. So that is a religion battle prayer.
You're gonna
religion check against its will DC.
You're gonna evangelize against the evangelist?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's a missionary.
Okay, 33.
Off. 33. Oh, that's a crit.
And Milani just consumes whatever is there.
Gone. All right. So he just goes away entirely. Huh?
Yep.
That'll do it. Okay. All right,
and
so cool is gone, clumsy is gone, cardio is left.
Cardio is
like then there was cardio.
I didn't like the creepy look on his face as the thorny roses dragged him away.
I think Grimshaw's kind of sus. All
right. you haven't come to that conclusion yet that you've been closing your eyes around him the whole time.
No, he seems normal. That's fine.
No, he seems normal.
I remember that in a Star Wars saga system, there was a thing where you could just be like agnostic to the Force or like an atheist of the Force, which is always funny because it's just like, what did the Jedi do? And you're like, there's got to be a different reason.
It's all special effects, green screen shit.
Wait, so you basically pull a Mr. Satan from DBZ, and you're just
exactly.
There's wires and.
There's wires.
Oh my
gosh.
Anyway, you have two more actions, Grimshaw?
Yep. I have a lot of movement speed because of my cloak, and in my movement speed, I'm going to attempt to tumble through. It has already used its reaction for an AOL, so it can't do it again. I'm going to use acrobatics against its reflex DC.
Okay.
17.
17. That is a fail.
Yeah, and then last stops in tracks. Last action, swing.
I was like, please don't fail that because I don't want to be stuck behind you for my next turn. And then, you failed it.
And then I failed it.
Yeah.
You could. I'm difficult. You could try to tumble through him. You'd move you on my way through my square.
With my fucking stellar reflex.
It's just an acrobatics check. Oh my gosh. Remember I said this was the die that was like weighted, quote unquote?
Uh-huh.
Just all trash, but I might have hit with a 28.
Yeah, that is a hit against this double.
I'm just rolling complete garbage.
Fun fact, Tim. My acrobatics, plus zero.
You could tumble through. He's a shove. That's how he gets into places.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. Shove would have been perfect application right here.
Grimshaw was fat rolling and he decided to try it.
So you could
if you succeeded at a shove.
I know. So. Oh my gosh. 13 points of piercing damage.
All right. It looks like not all of that went through against this devil.
You pushed him out of the window.
I could push Grimshaw out the window.
That's
I would solve your problem.
The wizard is going to take his turn. So he is in the corner of this room. The devil is at the door, but Elkwood is here. So here is what he's going to do. He is going to...
We're really lucky he's not the lizard wizard.
Got a lot of shit.
He's not King Gizzard.
No. He is going to do something where he is going to fly up into the ceiling. Wait, how tall are the ceilings? What are they? What did we say?
It's like 10 feet or something.
No, we saw they were pretty 14. High. They were like
14.
14.
Yeah, so.
So would that put him out of melee?
With the length of his body,
yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he flies flies upwards towards the center of the room. So he's about here, but just up. So he's like behind the devil, but he's like up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then he is going to shoot a tiny red bead down into that hallway. So I need Grimshaw and Benson to make reflex saves.
Oh, no. I'm gonna die.
You probably get
this
me too,
is
right?
How it happens?
30-foot. It's a 30-foot blast, right?
It's a big blast.
I believe so.
100%. You're gonna get.
Oh my god!
You like just casted this. Why don't we remember?
My Biden blast.
Yeah, 20-foot burst. 20-foot burst.
20-foot burst. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I get it pretty good.
10, 15. Oh yeah, so it would still get you because he put it like in the middle of the hallway if he could.
Yeah.
Okay. So Grimshaw, Benson, and Kezuru. Funny enough, devil didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Wow. The devil? Devil
wow.
didn't have to do it.
The devil. The devil didn't.
What?
The devil.
The devil. He went down to Georgia.
All right. So let me go get the new fireball just to make sure I'm using the right one.
See, I thought you were going to pull out a bottle of fireball and just start chugging.
Bottle of fireball. So this is going to be. All right. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
I got a 29.
29. That is a fail.
That's not good.
You take the full 23 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Benson,
really?
What'd you get?
31. Okay.
31. That is a fail. You take 23.
Holy shit.
Well, this fucking sucks.
And Kezra.
I'm trying to see if I got more than a 31. But I don't think I did.
Okay.
I got a 31.
All right. So you take 23 points of fire damage.
Oh my gosh. Oh, also, I forgot my bleed damage.
Oh, yes.
1d6.
Oh, yeah, this guy also needs to make his.
Teacher, you forgot to assign homework.
Five
oh
bleed.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, did you say 21 or 31?
Do what?
For your damage, it's 23.
It was 23 points of fire damage.
Close enough. Alright.
Also, that's 5 points of bleed if your turn's ending there, Jake.
Oh, yeah, sure is. Let me see if he... Thank God. Okay. 5 points, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Owie. He does succeed, luckily, so...
I'm still bleeding.
You're still bleeding.
Still bleeding.
This rough ran out. Yeah.
Okay. It comes to the bearded devil's turn. The bearded devil says, "Ha ha! Fire!" And then he's going to strike out at...
Fire! Great commentary. Yes.
Words.
I'm very dumb.
Elkwood Legion is like, come on, man, you gotta keep the show interesting. Say something like witty funny.
Come on, man. His intelligence modifier is a -2. He's dumb as a back bricks.
Oh, I thought they were weirdly like more intelligent.
Bearded devils are like the front line.
Soldiers.
They're like frontliners. Soldiers. Yeah.
For some reason, I kept thinking they're higher up there for dumb.
They're mean as hell, but they're dumb. he is going to go right after Elkwood. So he's going to take a step over.
Oh,
that makes things better for us.
Interesting.
Guys, I'm leaving you here.
Actually, he can take his regular step because he can still hit this. So he's going to strike out with Glaive.
Do it.
28.
That hits.
All right. That's a lot. 22 points of damage. So it's 12 slashing, 10 spirits, and then 1d6 bleed, which will come later.
Okay. It's fine. I'm still on triple digis, man.
However. Alright, so you're doing fine. So when it comes to when it comes to rolling the flat check, I got something to tell you about that. So just keep me honest when you need to roll for that.
Sure.
Alright. That was the devil's turn. Cardio. I almost forgot about you, buddy.
I just want him to end his turn in the snakes.
That thing's gone. It's been 10 rounds since that thing was cast.
Here's the thing is that he cast it around 2 or 3. So
yeah,
I think he's got
so
1
it's
or
still
2.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because remember, he casted it before you flew.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so Benson got teleported, and then when you were leaving, he casted it. So I think it's around 12 that it'll go away.
Okay.
Anyway, Kezzer.
My turn?
Yes.
Kezzer is like stuck in the main room while there's some stuff going on in that room. Grimshaw and Benson are in the way.
In a straight line.
There's two champions.
I don't even know what's going on in there.
You can kill them both.
It's a party.
Kezra will delay.
Delay. Alright.
He wants that hallway to clear out.
Got it. Sir Benson.
Benson is running into this room. He saw it, something that looked like a devil. And he's still got to fuck this guy up.
Okay.
Can I not go into this room for some reason?
You gotta move the arrow keys, so it'll help you navigate that better. Alright, so you're moving into the room. Where do you want to go?
I'm trying to use the arrow keys to move. It's not working.
Oh, here. Let me. Oh, there you go. So you can see in the room. Where do you want to go in the room? Because remember, he's up out of melee.
Yeah.
I
guess I will move right here.
Okay, great. Right behind the devil.
Yeah, Benson can't really do anything while he's up there. Elkwood's got a bow. I'll fuck the thing that's on the ground up.
All right.
First attack. 28.
It's a hit.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Surprising. This was a 9 on the die.
Remember, they're infantry. They're not nothing too special.
I'll say that he'll hear you.
He's the devil.
17 points of damage, and I imagine not all of that goes through.
That's correct.
Second swing. Fuck, that's a 4 on the dice. Okay. That's my turn.
All right. Elkwood, it's your turn.
All right. So that is true. He is out of range. However, I'm known to have throwing weapons.
Hit him with the gap.
I pull out a revolver.
Oh my god! I forgot I gave you that.
Where did he get newsy?
The reload is terrible. Okay, so unfortunately, I'm in volley range. So he is just going to quick draw out. I know you're all hit me.
Yeah. So AOE on this.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
19. Miss.
Yeah, fucking miss.
the spirit of devil is terrible. I don't know. I don't know why he summoned him.
But he's there. I mean,
he's still a body.
Yeah. Goddamn. Another 19 will die. That's a 39 hit.
Mm. Oh! Okay.
On Wiz Dude.
On Wizbro. That's a hit.
Fuck yeah. Let's see. This is with the Star Knife. So that is 21 points of damage.
Okay.
So this mystical Desnian thing just flies out and slices him. And he is still up, I'm guessing.
Still up. He's not looking very good, though.
Okay, so what he's going to do, that was his first action to chuck that thing, is he's going to take a 2-action throw to give himself a +2 on this, because, you know, takes it down, so instead of a +16, it's a +18 to him.
Okay.
I think that's how it works. Yes. Because be a +16, then I'll add 2. All right. That's a 30.
That is a hit.
Beautiful. But no hunters. That's 11 points of damage.
All right. You throw the Star Knife.
Yes.
Or was it Star Knife?
Yes, it was the Star Knife.
You throw the Star Knife, you hit him in the chest. It would teleport back to your hand. You throw it up, and all of a sudden everything stops. Blood splurts out from his neck. And he falls to the ground, dead.
Oh, fucking fire.
Yay! The bearded devil disappears. Cardio's still walking up.
I wanted to get up here.
We're all going to be standing at the top of the stairs like, yo.
Dude, your boss says you can go home. And he's like, all right.
And as he just like clearly dies like Elkwood, he just always goes so hard in the paint, and as he's just falling, you hear Grimshaw just scream out, "Now! I needed him!"
The devil, as he is disappearing, he gets sucked back in, and he's trying to claw himself up, and he goes, "No! No! They're gonna level up!"
Oh my god. What was that fight? 3 episodes?
Four.
Oh my god.
I'll see you all next week.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? You know, here at the DPS, we have been a long-time collaborator with Greenleaf Geek, an excellent artisanal dice maker who also does curated dice and exclusive dice. They make molds, they have RPG gear, etc., etc. You've heard us talk about them all the time. Well, it is with a heavy heart that we announced that they will be shutting down their shop this fall, 2024. The date is to be announced. But if you have heard our adverts for them before and you've always been interested, now is the last time you will ever be able to get your hands on any handmade or exclusively curated Greenleaf Geek dice. Just to give you a quick highlight, their Dark Disco dice, which I think I've talked about before, is at a pretty steep discount. It's, you know, for a handmade set, it's like a discount of like $30. They have their Perhedral set, which was part of a previous Kickstarter that they had some extra stock from. I mean, it's literally $12. So if you're a fan of Greenleaf Geek, but maybe you just it's a little too expensive for you, well, now is the time, because it's going fast. Like, actually, when I was checking out the website earlier, I saw a couple nice handmade dice sets that have already sold out. So if you were looking to get yourself some incredible dice, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, check out greenleafgeek.com. And, hey, when you're there, make sure you add on a couple dollars to plant a tree. As always, greenleafgeek.com, where not only can you save your adventuring party with these incredible dice, you can also help save the world. All right, see y'all in the next episode. Bye.